Iran Daf, Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. We hear the Baraisa said, In Mechalin Al Moish Shal Kan Vahin Bebovel, you have Yerushalayim Deke Moish in Bovel, it can't be Mechalil on that. Vishel Bovel Vahin Kan, you have Bovel Deke Moish in Yerushalayim, so you can't be Mechalil on that either. And the Gemara had said that it's speaking about Malchiyos Makpidei Suazu. So Memele, the Yerushalayim Deke money in Bovel has no value. The Bovel Deke money in Yerushalayim has no value. So Memele, you can't be Mechalot. So the Gemara says, and that's where we're up to, Bahasanye Hiskinu She Yiyu Kol Hamoish Yoitzes Birushalayim Ibnei Kach. There was a special takone that all money from all Medinas should be Yoitze Birushalayim. What does Rashi say? Vosanye Iskino, there was a takone. Vamai Toni Lael Veloy Al Shalbovo Vahin Kan. That means there was a takonis Chazal. That all money is accepted in Yerushalayim. So why, if you have Moish Shel Bovel in Yerushalayim, it can't be Mechalo? So the Gemara answers, Omar Rab Zeira Loikashe, Kan Bizman Shiyad Yisrael Takifo Al Umei Sa'ilam, Kan Bizman Shiyad Umei Sa'ilam Takifo Al Atzmo. So the Shita Mekabet says Pshat, that arrive it, the pshad is as follows. That kan bizman sheyad yisrael tekifa alume soilom. So that means Yidden from all over the world were capable to be oile regel. There was no problem for them to leave other Medinas. So therefore, Yerushalayim expected Yidden from all over the world to come. And therefore, they made a takone that all monies from all Medinas will be accepted. Kan bizman shiyad umeis oilam takifa latzmon. This means that the Yidden, the Goyla, were not capable of being oile to Eretz Yisrael. The umeis oilam prevented them from being oile regel. So the only ones who came to Yerushalayim were the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. They all had one coin. This is not coins of Bavel or different Medinas. So Memele, so this Barais is speaking about that there was a tkufe that Yad Umas Oilam was Tekifa Al Atzmon. So that means there were no Yidden coming from other Medinas. So then the Takone wasn't negay anymore to accept all Matbeis. Then they didn't accept the Matbeis. So therefore, Shel Bovel V'hein Kan is not, doesn't have a Teres Matbeis. Let us see Taisvis. Shikom Hamoish Yaitzis Birushalayim. Taima Mefosh Mesach Eshkolim. Detikna Mishum Shkolim Shemivin Lushalayim Yikolam Ekaimis. They brought shkolim from all the mekaymes, so memele. So again, but that was seems that was if they were capable of coming. Tana rabbana, eizehu matbeya shel Yerushalayim. How did the matbeya of Yerushalayim look? David the shleimei mitzad echad, on one side was David the shleimei. Yerushalayim ira kodesh mitzad acher. Yerushalayim Mira Kodesh was on the other side. Beizel Matbeya Shel Avram Avinu. How did the Matbeya of Avram Avinu look? Zokein Uskeino Mitzad Echad Ubocho Ubisulo Mitzad Achad. Now let us see Rashi. David Ushloime. This is Matbeya Shel Yerushalayim. So Rashi says, Kosuv mitzad echad. The name David Ushloime was written on one side. Mitzad sheni kosuv Yerushalayim ir hakodesh. No pictures. This was what was written on the other side of the coin. That was the Matbeyesh Yerushalayim. And the Matbeye of Avraham Avinu was Zokinus Keino Mitzad Echad and Bocher Upsula Mitzad Echad. Bocher Upsula Yitzhak Verivke Zokinus Keino Avraham Besorek. The Teres Chaim asks on Rashi. He says, if the Mechumen is that Bocher or Psula is Yitzhak Verivke, so why do you have to write Bocher or Psula and Zokin is Kena, write Avram and Sarah and Yitzhak and Rivke? Why over here you have to speak about the Yemaramis, Yitzhak Verivka was Bocher Psula, and this was Zokin Iskene. So therefore he wants to say, and the Masha also says this, that Be'emesin, he wants to be Chaylik HaRashi, that Be'emesin, the purpose of the coin, if you're writing Zokin Iskene, Bocher Psula, it wanted to be Masker, the Inyonim that occurred with Avram and Sarah. The pasuk says, "Vavrom v'sora zekeinim." So Chazal tell us that Avram was mispalo; there should be zikna boilam. That means before then there wasn't a concept of zikna al kaponim that was nikela inayim. That this is a zokain and this is a so memele. So Avram was machadish inyan of zikna. That was the first one that was inyan of zikna. So therefore we write Zokin as Kena. On the other side we write Bocher Psula to tell us that, but there was a nest that happened with them. These two Skenim, they should have made a nest, and Sora was Chazor LeNarusoi, Navram was also Chazor LeBachrusoi. So we want to mention these two Inyonim that happened with them. They brought Zikna Boilom Mitzadechot, Atlachayre, the Chitzonius Inyan of Zikna, which was till then was not Nikar Ba'ilam, and also Chazrul and Arusam. So both are speaking about, both of them are speaking about Avram and Sarah. That's what he wants to say. That's why I forget, and it's mentioned, that's why we don't say names of it. David Ishlaim and Yishlaim Rakaidish. Sisvaket was saying their malchus. Their malchus was Tov Yerushalayim were Malchi Yerushalayim, and it was Yerushalayim Mirakodesh. So he said they're godless. But over here, Tamas is saying names Avram and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivki, not saying anything. Therefore, Zokin is Kena and Bachar of Psula is telling us the milus that they had. Agavuche the Ben Yehuda wants to say, according to this pshat. So the Rosh Tevis of Zokin is Kena Zayin Zayin. The Rosh Tevis of Bocher Psula's Beis Beis. So he says it's Rosh Tevis Biz Beis. They were Mavazvez money for Achnosus Erchem. That means that was put on the coin. That. What? How did they use money? They were Mavazvez money for mitzvahs. That was the coin of Avraham Avinu. There's no union to hoard money when it comes to mitzvahs, not to buy luxus, but al kapon, when it comes to mitzvahs, there were mevazvahs. Rad Rashi says in Masech Desaitem, Anshe Yamune Shemaminim Bakodish Bochu Levater Mamoinon Litzdoke Amamin does not hoard his money, he's Mevater Mamoinon Litzdoke, so it's very good, the Loshen Bizbei. He wants to say, perhaps, according to the Teres Chaim's pshat and the Marsho's pshat, that both sides are going on Avram and Sarah, So the Pesach Chaim says it's mentioning the two in Yonim which were unique with them. There were Machadi Zikne and then Chazal and Arus. And he wants to say another pshat. He wants to say that Avram and Sarah had a Maila of Zokin Iskena Bochor Psula. That means when they came to Inyoni Olam Hazad, they didn't have too much Zrizus in Inyoni Olam Hazad. Everything was Bekvedis. When they come to Olam Hazad, the Kinyonim. When they came to Olam Hazad, the Kinyonim, then they were Bochor Psula. That means then they did everything with Zrizus. That's he wants to say pshat in this Mahalach. But he asks a Merdek Kasha on the Teres Chaim, that if you say that everything is going in Avram Avinu, so he says, we see that Sarah was Chosrol and Arusa, but well, as she became a Psula, that we don't find, that she became a Psula, Psazashini Ateva, that she became Tzrika Psula, she had done Psula, that we don't find. And therefore he wants to say Taka like Rashi, that Bocher of Psula is going on Yitzhak Verivke, and the Zokin is Cain is going on Avrom and Sora. So the Teres Chaim is Takasha, so say names, Avrom Sora, Yitzhak Rivke. He says no, he wanted to say that Yitzhak Verivke were Bocher of Psula. Avram and Sarah were Zekeinim, and Yitzhak Verivke Bibachrusam were equivalent in Yonei Taive to Avram and Sarah. That means just like Azokin is Poske Taivosai. So they were also Shoilet and their Taive, so Mamele, they Binarusam Bibachrusam were like, that means both sides of the coin were the same. That Rivka was equivalent to Sarah and Yitzhak was equivalent to Avram, even though it was Bochor or Psula, but Al Koponim in Yonei Chaimer they were equivalent to Avram and Sarah. Let us eat a Swiss Matbeya shel Avram Avinu Zokin is Kena Mitzadech. The Breishis Rabbi Dorish Vagadlo Shemecho She Yeitze Loi Munitin Boilam, this will become a Fursam. Umau Munitin Zokin Iskeine Mikan Bocho U Bachura Mikan. God, Teshi brings down the Loshen of the Medrash is Bachura. So Bachura is not too bad according to the Teres Chaim, but then we'll see later Teshi changes it to Psula. Venire loy shoy bay tsuras zoken es keine mikan bocher bochure mikan das lasse is tsuras oda in that la to make a tsur of a person el kacha ye kosu mitzade khot zoken es keine mitzade khot bocher psula de gein pesh bekundes gabi da de shlaim vi shlaim rakaydish she kacha ye kosu be madbei in tais sech na to make a tsur of oda vayse se fulla parts of ponim. You're not allowed to make. That is, Shitas HaTosfos Har Kochach, we have to say, it was the names the names. Look to Gemara weiter. Boi minei rove merav chizde, hamalve es chaveiroi ala matbeya, vaisifo olav mal. Now, we had heard before, Gerer Machloikes Rav Hun and Rav Yehuda, Rav and Shmuel, Rav said, Noisin lematbeya yeitze ba'isei shah, it was poslose malchus, so a malva matbeya, you give the matbeya yeitze. Shmuel said, along this, if it is, it's still Yaitse in Meshan, so you could say it here still Hashem and Bayim. Now here the Gemara class Ashayla according to Rav. That Rav says you have to give a Matbeya a Yaitse, but here the Matbeya a Yaitse is larger than the previous Matbeya. That means before they had a shekel that let's say had X amount of silver, and then they passed that shekel, they made a bigger shekel, which is more silver. It's a bigger coin. Now, Rav says the matbeya, the first matbeya you can't give, because it's not a matbeya yetze, it's not yetze, you can't give the old shekel. So we're talking about you have to go and give the new shekel, but the new shekel is a bigger coin, it's worth more. So it's a ribbis to kishayla. Ama aloi, noisen loi matbeya hayetze bo isusha. It means he lent him, let's say, 10 shkolim, 10 smaller shkolim, he give him 10 big shkolim. Oma aloi, vafilo ki nafye, nafye means it's got much bigger. Oma aloi in, yeah. Oma aloi afilo ki tratye. Oma aloi in. Ki tratye, sela godel, a large sela, Kimido Marzekis Reva. Rashi is very unclear here. The Oroch says, Trite Mishkal Reva Hakav, this is the weight of a Reva Hakav, Afilo Haysifo La Medbeya Kim Mishkal Trite, that means they added so much silver, they added the weight of a Reva Hakav. Maybe that's Chan Rashios Rash the Kemida Sela Godel Kemida Marzekis Reva. Yeah, so we have here tremendous coins. And if he owed him 10 shkolim, he gives back 10 big shkolim. Amalai, yeah. So the Gemara asks because Island Peri. But the Peris are much, that means he lent him 10 small shkolim, so he can buy, let's say, 10 pounds with 10 small shkolim. He's giving him back 10 big shkolim, so he can buy 15 pounds with 10 big shkolim. So it's ribbis. So it's how can you say you pay back 10 big, good, the old one you can't pay back, fine, because it's not yetze b'yetzo. But how can you say you pay back 10 big ones? The mice, he's now able to acquire much more payers with 10 big coins. Amar Ravashi Chazina. You see, imachmas tivazil, if the reason is because the reason you'd ask someone who's good in economy, how come I can get 15 pounds? I get 50 pounds. 10 big shkolim, you get 15 pounds. These are bigger coins. So then you won't pay 10 shkolim, then you'll pay 8 shkolim, whatever the cheshbon will be. But if I can attribute for another reason that peiris are cheaper now, there's an abundance of peiris. There was a bumper crop. What does Rashi say? What's he Rashi? Because island peiris, legabi matbeyezu, Nimsa shemistakir ze betaisvis. So the malv is gaining. Be'ene daimel rishonim. It's not similar to the matbeis that he had owed him. Ba'avi ribis, or tribis. So the Gemara says, machmas tarek shebo kshomim. V'nimsa reiv tvuis bo'ilom. V'huzlu apeis. There's a merdik yoter eschaim over here. That says pshat as follows. The Teres Chaim says, I mean, what's happening over here? The Gemara asked Akasha, you can get more payers? The Gemara says, well, if you get more payers because of the matbei, not allowed to take it. So, but if you get more payers, there's a bumper crop, that's good. I mean, so what's the terrace of the Gemara? The terrace of the Gemara is Takashi can get more payers. So the terrace is, you can't get more payers. The Gemara brings in a new fact that there's a bumper crop you can get. I mean, what was the kasha? What's the terrace? So the Teres Chaim says, Amir the Kiyosot. The Teres Chaim says, less man the polik. If you can now purchase with these 10 large shkolim, 15 pounds of payers, don't tell him that this, and the reason is, of course, that you're giving larger coins, that's why you can buy 15 pounds more pairs, less mandapol. And that was the Gemara's cash. So the Gemara answers, but if I can attribute another reason why he can get more peiros, it was a bumper crop also. So it's not merzi keribis. That means even though this is also a factor, but it seems this whole ribis de kishal is only a merzi keribis. If it's only merzi keribis, so memele, if I can be toile, that the reason that one can acquire an abundance of peiros is because it was a bumper crop, so it's not any more merzi keribis. So fine, so we took care. The peiros are, we can attribute the ribui peiros to the bumper crop, to the taro. Fine, the peiros yebesh tekter. But you have more materials over here. That means he's giving back a coin with a larger metal content. So before there was half an ounce of silver, now there's 3/4 of an ounce of silver. He's getting more than he owes him. That's ribis. Of the uvde bezuzi da agardamis taya ad yud betmanya. Now let us see Rashi. Zuk Rashi, mach mustarish bog shomim v'nim zorev tvuiz v'ilom v'huzlu apeiris. They have another oifen how to attribute the ribuy apeiris. Lin yinascho im bo la'atichom, if you would want to melt them now, v'laseis mehem grutois, he wants to make pieces of metal, Yesh Yaisa Minarishainim. So he's giving back more metal content than he owed him. Baveribis. Forget about the peiros. So now the Gemara says, oh, Dovdip. There was a maisa ba'odom shehu v'eschaveire alamed beye. There was such a maisa that someone lent on Medbeya, and then they passed that Medbeya, Beisi for all of, and the new Medbeya, they were Meisek. V'holchu Eitzel Agardimus, and now, Rafune, Bereit, Rav Yeshu, and Rav Papa went to Agardimus. Now, who was this Mr. Agardimus? V'soiche Yishmeile. He was a soiche, a businessman. V'hoyuloi Mois minarishayne and minashniye. And he had money, he had the previous shkolim, and he had the new shkolim. Now, between you and me, I really don't understand if they passed the previous shkolim. I don't know what kind of a businessman he was that he had. He had the old matbeis, which were lachera nivsal. Okay, anyway, al kaponim, he had the old matbeis and the new matbeis. It seems that they did not know the cheshbon. How much they were meisim in the new matbeis, but this Agardimus had old matbeis and new matbeis. Umotzu beches shel matbeis shniyim, and they found yud min harishonis. They found that 8 of the new coins are equivalent to 10 of the old coins. V'noisin lo yishmoin, and they paskin you only have to give 8. That there was, if the ratio is that 8 of the shniyas are 8 of the shniyas are equivalent to 10 of the rishaynas, then you don't give 10, you give 8. Now let us see what Taisha says. We'll understand this a little better. Ad yud betmanye. Perish bekuntris till yud v'noisen lo yishmoin leperushai choshev mimayla lamata. We're going mimayla lamata. Klayma yud beis. What if 8 of the shniyas are equivalent to yud beis or yud aluf betmanye ad yud betmanye? That means we're going milamayla lamata. If there's such a tremendous difference that the new coins are equivalent, 8 of the new coins are equivalent to 12 of the old coins, or 11 of the old coins, or 10 of the old coins, Yoav Leitmanya. So he gives them eight. Then he gives them, then we make that they should be exactly worth now what they were worth then. Avol. Potisha min harishonim bitmanya bishniya. But what is if the new coins, the old coins, the nine of the old coins are equivalent to eight of the new coins? Then Yoav Lei tes min hashniyim, then you give tes min hashniyim tachas tes shel rishonim. Then you give nine for nine. Now let us just explain a little bit before we go further. We have here such a scenario. A person owed, he owed 10 coins. They passed those coins. So these coins are not in circulation anymore. But there's a new coin that they put out. The new coin is larger, has a greater metal content than the previous coin. So according to Rashi, the cheshbon is as follows. So it matters how big it is. If eight of the new coins is equivalent to 12 of the old coins, 11 of the old coins, 10 of the old coins, so then you go and give eight. You don't give 10, you don't give 11, you don't give 12, you give eight. Some, even though I owed you 10 coins, 10 of the smaller coins, I'll give you eight of the bigger coins. If eight of the big coins are equivalent to nine of the old coins, then you give nine. That means I owed you nine, you give nine. Are you getting more? The mice is getting more. So the Teres Chaim is, if you're getting more, we're talking about a ribbis to Kishalos, how much more? So the Teres Chaim says, I'm really kibbut. He says, however you learn Shat, Chazal et Acheshben, you have to understand, you have here a coin. Let's see, he had an old coin. That nine of the old coins now is worth eight of the new coins. So the Gemara says, but he's getting a value that he's getting more. I'll give him nine, he's getting more than he's mechuyev to pay him. So it's ribbis. He can melt it. So the Teres Chaim says, you have to understand, when you melt a coin, you're losing a double shavius. Number one, a coin has a greater value than a piece of metal, even though it's bigger than a piece of metal, because the coin has a tzure, and it's oivel ha-seicher, and when you're starting to do business with pieces of metal, it's not so much oivel ha-seicher, number one. So a coin has a tzure, and the piece of metal doesn't have a tzure. And then he says, when you melt coins, that's also, it doesn't, you don't put it into the microwave, it is a cost. I mean, to melt coins is a cost that you have to invest to melt it. So Memela, so he says, taking everything together, if you have a coin that eight of these coins equal nine of the previous coins, you give nine. I is getting more, he's not getting more. Because the cash was out, the content, the metal content, in order to make it more, you have to melt it and lose the tzura, it comes out, you're not gaining anything. But if there is a bigger difference, that means 10 of the old ones are or 11 of the old ones are equivalent to 8 of the new ones, then there's, taking everything in consideration, then there is considered there's a revach that the malva is getting, and therefore, you have to be Mishaya how much this new coin is worth in comparison with the old coins, and you give him eight, if that's the cheshbon. Yoiv lei tes min hashniyim tachas tes shel rishonim. The Daki Dova says, Avoloi Yud Biyud. Maybe you could say, Avoloi, Lavoloi Yud Biyud. That means, if you have Yud of the old coins, you will not give him Yud of the new coins. If there is, if Yud of the old coins are worth Ches, you will not give him Yud. Avoloi Yud Biyud. Bemison, the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, is a Mirdike Kasha and Rashi. It comes out, according to Rashi, that if Tmanye, Asora B'Tmanye, you give Tmanye. So that means you will not pay up how much he owed him with the new coins, because it's too big, here he's getting too big of a rebas. The Tais Rabbeinu Peretz asks, so it doesn't stim with the Gemara. The Gemara said like this, Boi minei rove mei Rav Chisde, ha-mal v'schavei ram et veye v'esifa olov mal. They added on to the new coins, they passed the old coins. What does he give back? You give back the numa, you give back with the numa bay. So the pashtus is, you give back how much you owed him in the old mabay, whatever it is, you give him in the numa bay. So the Gemara asks Akasha, I can give him the numa bay, he's getting more silver, blah, blah, blah. So the Gemara says, it matters. 10 for 8, if I don't give back. 9 for 8, you'll give back 9. That's the teretz. So it comes out, the Gemara, we're saying Pshat, we're saying Pshat in Rav Chisda's memory. Rav Chisda said, you give back with this new Matbeya, how much he owed him with the old Matbeya. So the Gemara asked Akasha, he's getting more? So the Gemara says, Ad Yud Bitmanya. So if I can't, Yud Bitmanya, we're not saying, the Gemara should have not said Yud Bitmanya. Yud Bitmanya, according to Rashi, you don't give back. We want to say Pshat in Rav Chisda, when you do give back, so the Gemara should have said, Tes Bitmanya, not Yud Bitmanya. So therefore, the Reis Ben Aperz brings down the second Pshat, Reis brings it from the Rach, he brings it from the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rach Pirish ad Yud Bitmanya v'yoiv le'yud. That means, according to the Rach, the Gemara says, till when you can give back the same amount that he owed him before. That means if it's 9 bitmanya, you give back 9. If it's 10 bitmanya, you give back 10. If it's 11 bitmanya, then you don't give back. So Yud bitmanya is when you do give back the same amount that he owed him with the new coin. So the real machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel is Yud bitmanya. There's an ad and an ad bet chalal. So if you're going on the tzad isa milamailo lamato, so Yud bitmanya is also wasa. If you go milamato lamailo, what is muta? Tes bitmanya is muta. Yud ad yud bitmanya is muta. So then, it's very good in the Loshon HaGemara. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbe, hazeirek matbeya shel chaveiroi liyam agol. A person took a matbeya, v'schava, he threw it into the yam agol. Potter. So he's potter to pay. He's not called a mazik. My time, Oma, Hamonach, come on, it's there, look in the Yamagodo, just look, it's over there, what you want from me? I wasn't ma'abed your coin. Iboyish, shokle, you wanna get it? I, there's nothing wrong with the coin, it's all the way down, they just go 10 miles down and you'll get it, you can see it over here glittering. So Mamela, so we'll see that, I have to hire a deep sea diver to get it? Oh no. That's a grommet. So Mamela, but I wasn't mazik your coin. Your coin is visible, you can see it. So Mamela, and you can get it, it's not called Ovud. You'll have to pay a deep sea diver. No, that's a grom, and I'm not called a mazik. But Vahani Milim Bitzlulim, that is if the water is clear. So you have clear water, so that's, I wasn't ma'abedit. The Kochozi Lake. So Mamil, then that's not called a mazik. Aval akurim, the like a chozilei, but after the water was unclear, you can't see it anymore, so then you have to, then that's called, you were ma'abed the coin. They don't send me a wild goose chase. That means the coin is avod now. The it's unclear water, so it's avod. You have to pay for it. Now the Gemara says as follows: Vahani mili da adye aduye. That's what we said. That he's potter to pay by mayim tzlulim. That's the adye aduye. He pushed it out of his hand. It means he didn't take the coin and throw it in. Yenna was holding the coin and he went and gave the coin pushed his hand and it flew into the yam. So the whole chi would be only out mazik, he's not called a mazik. Vanimil dad yeduye, alu shokle biyode, but what if he took it out of his hand? Migzel gozle, now he's a gazlan already. If you took it out of my hand, so you are gazlan. He's a goizel al menas la'abit. He didn't want to take it for himself. He wanted to take it to get rid of it. Ashove boy mevet. Here there's no taina that what the homonach kamach and shuldik. You stole it from me. There's a chiyav ashove on you. You have to return it to me. Veisha was exhale as she goes. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi Amar Rabbe Gosina Bekulu. Azerik Madbeir Shachavei Rebiyam. Af Agav Shein Yochel Itloi. He can't go and take the Madbeir out of the Yam. You need a deep sea driver. Potek Mephor Shvozel. Tloi Shokli Biyode. He didn't take it in the sand. He never became a Gazel. El Da'adye Shahoiso Biyad Bailem. It was in the hands of the Bailem. Because that Tachas Yode. And he hid it underneath his hand. The nitzal liyam, and it went into the yam. Is hoyul tzlulame. Since we're speaking about that it's clear water, the kachazile amale hamonach kamach beinavud. It's not lost from you. V'imishum deboy lemeisav zuzal labara meiroy lemeishatol mishlo. You have to pay money to a deep sea driver, to a deep sea diver, in order to get it. Gromu. That's only a grommet. That means I put it now in such a mocking that in order for you to acquire it, you have to go and hire someone for it. No. That's called a grommet with a zokim pot. Aval achurim. What if Bishas Hatoza, when he pushed it in, the water was unclear. Bahavalei maise biyadayim. This is a maise biyadayim. I pushed this coin into unclear water. Over to, so that's called that it's lost. Vein zeh goyren, it's not called I was goyren, you have said, ala mamish. I'm a mazik mamish. The mamish he tizai. I did it. Let us see what Taisvi says. Akurim utzlul. So Taisvi says, very interesting, lav davke, akurim etzlulim. Afilu akurim, imotzi bara meiroi lemishkalinu. That means if you'll get someone to go down, here it's akurim, I can't see it. But if you hire a deep sea diver, when he goes down, he'll see it. Avik etzlulim, so it's not called nevad, it's rescuable. Vafilu tzlulim iloi motzi lemishkalinu, and the other way around, if it's tzlulim, but no one can go down so deep. It's 20 miles deep. So Mamela, you see it. It's glittering. So that's called Ovud. Ilay motzi l'shkalino chayiv. If you can't get to it, you're chayiv. But the nokat tzlulim v'akurim mishum d'stam tzlulim motzi shokalei bar meiroi. If it's clear, normally a bar meiroi can take it. D'stam akurim l'motzi shokal bar meiroi. Vahani mili da adye aduye. So the Gemara said, "Petzdavke that's adye aduye, but shokle biyode then is a gazlan." Now we know that the difference between a gazlan and a mazik is that a gazlan makes a maisik inyan. So he's a gazlan. A mazik means I didn't make any maisik inyan whatsoever. I'm a mazik. So. Mashmahoche, so Taisa says Ekasha. When he pushed it out of his hand, it was Mugbe min haoretz. That means, was Mugbe sholish tvochim min haoretz. He pushed it out. Then it went down. Gravity took it down into the yam. But there was a split second that was mugve shloisha tfochim min oretz, and I made it mugve min oretz. That's called mugve mikoichai. That means it's mugve min oretz mikoichai, and it would seem that's not called a maisa kinyan. The Gemara says it's not called a maisa kinyan. Mashma oretz. Loichoshiv agbo ki adye yaduye, beloi netila biyodai. Af al pi shoimet ba'aver lemaila migimul koidem sheyipa legamri. So it would seem making it mugbe min ha'oretz by not lifting it per poil is not called agbo. Agamo. V'chein ba'nezokin. I have a second Gemara also. In Gittin, gabi oni ha'menakev b'reish ha'zayit. There it says an oni was cutting off zeisim from the top of the zayis. Now when he cut off the zayis, so also he made it mugbe. Before it was hanging on to the zayis, now he made it mugbe minoris, I cut it off. But since it's not there too long and it's then it falls down, that's not called agbo. That's not called agbo. Right? The koshe, the perikame the bometzia oma, Gabitalis Shiroishai Echod al Homu Veroishai Echod Munach al Gabikak. The case was as follows, that a person, there was a talis. Now let us just give a shtikal agdome, that in Hilchis Kinyan Agbo, one has to lift up the whole article in order to be kind. So that means if you have half a talus on the omut and half a talus on the ground, now lift up the half a talus on the ground, that's not called I made a hagbo. You pick up half a chayfetz, is not called a kinyan hagbo. So the Gemara says, but what is if he pulled off the talus? When he pulled off the talus, so the minute that the chaylik that was on the omut he pulled off, so this second, it was mugba. It was mugba min ha'oretz three tvachim. Then it fell down right away. The Gemara says, then you're kaine. If you were menatik, the talus from the omud, and you pulled it, so then there was a second, it was mugba. So you're kaine with agbo. So now they say it's a tremendous problem. Our Gemara, it says, I pushed the matbeir out of Yenim's hand. It was also mugba a second. That's called, I didn't make a maisa kinyan. That's a called hagbo. I cut off a zayis, and I made it mugbe. That's a called hagbo. And here I schlepped off a chelik of the talus, which is on the omud, it's called hagbo. That is the problem that Taisus has. Let's see again. Because be'kam do ba'metziya omah gabi talus, she'roi she'echad al omud, v'roi she'echad munach al gabi karket, Shim higbiya odom roishay hamunach al gabi karke. The person picked up the roishay hamunach al gabi karke. The notak roish shal gabi ha'omad, and he pulled off the roish that was al gabi ha'omad leviya etzloi. Shukainu mitam agbo. He's kain al sagbo. The mishicha come, if the Gemara means mishicha not agbo, if somebody is pulling the talus, it's a mockim that Mashiach is kaina simtas, why do you say Reish Echad Agabi Yomot? Alme choshiv hagbo hoyul umeviyoy al ha'avil lamayla migimu. That's what I caused it to be three tvachim lamayla minakalke. That's cool, that was magbiyah. I fall down right away. It's a malimit. So memele, so what is the difference between these two cases, the case of Bob Metzia. So Taisus has a few terutzim. V'yeshloim et dahosam chshiva agbo tvei, v'yisharoishoi echod oicheis biyodoi. Because he's holding one end of the talus. That means when he pulled it off, so he's holding the other end of the talus. And this end is a split second, it's lamayla migimul, and I'm holding the whole talus lamayla migimul for 1 second, then it falls down. Then that's called the hagbo. But if I'm not holding it at all, that means I cut off a zayis and it fell down, or I pushed his hand, I never held it, that's not called hagbo. Is kan shayla ben, what's the chilek if I'm holding it, if I'm not, utum akinyin hagbo, nothing akinyin yad over here, because the chelik that was on the omad is not in my hand. It's opinion at both. So perhaps we could say there's a Muradike Yad Remah that in Rabbina brings down that the gather of Kinyan Hagbo is Achnosal Rishusai. That means when I Magbiya something, it's called, it entered my Rishus. Now, physically, it didn't enter my Rishus. That's Kinyan Hagbo. If it entered my Rishus in Gansen, that's Kinyan Yad. Not Kinyan Hagbo. Agavucha, there's a Murdika Nesivis at Teres Gitten, which is very negay when one gives a get. The Nesiva says if you have, let's say, something in a person's hand, so it's sticking out of the hand, and a chelik is on the hand. So the Nesiva says the chelik that's on the hand is kinyan yad. The chelik that's sticking out of it is not kinyan yad, it's not biyodai. That's kinyan hagbo. That's kinyan hagbo. Okay, so you need to have a need, whatever it is. That's kinyan hagbo. But the Ramah says that the lomdus of kinyan bo achnosol rishusai. So, Kan Shai Laben, why is that called? That the lomdus of Taisvis is, if I'm holding a chelik of it, we're talking about the chelik which I'm not holding, but since I'm holding a chelik of it, so it's considered that the whole palace is bishli tosoi. That means I'm controlling it. That's cool. If I'm holding a chelik, this is biyodai, so it's called I'm controlling it. Perhaps, fine. But over here, I pushed it into the air, but I have no control over it. That is not called Kinyan Agbo. Teretz number one. Teretz number two. Inam yihosem mayri kigoyin sheyodei kol kach begoyve kshiyinatkenu layipol roi sheloretz ayyemug vagimu miyalo. Teis makes a second teretz. Teis makes an akimte that it's speaking about that the person's hand is much higher than the yomad. When he schlepped it off the yomad, the person's hand was so high, automatically it's lamayla megibba, won't fall down. That means Taisvis is saying a hagbo that's falling down right away is not called hagbo. But a hagbo, which lamayla is not falling down, that's called hagbo. Not salab davke the voltage because he's holding it. It's called, it's not going to fall down. Vim taima, the besayv shiluach hakan, Mashme the chitoref akan. There were birds in a nest. They banged on the nest. Umizgavi yainim. He banged on the nest, so the birds in the nest jumped up. The shiva hagbo liknois afapishain teifsim biyoda. Now here, Lachay also have the same situation. He bangs on the nest, the birds jump up, and then they go back again. So Memel, and this is called Agbo, and here he's not holding it, and here he's kind of. V'yesh Leima, Dadavka hoche banizokin l'shiva Agbo, diketalti l'greyuse, v'loi tofso, number one, he's not holding it, v'gam ein magbiya, he's not lifting it at all, el'amashpil, whatever he did, it's going to fall down, he didn't lift. He just pushed it out of his hand and it's falling down. So that's not called, he's not holding it and it's falling down. Avol yoinim the mizgavi, when he banged on the door, so they jumped up, that's called agbo. Shiva agbo. Avim hoya noiflem lamata yedei treifes akad. I hoya kaine. Kivin shen tofes biyode cloud. That means if, let us say, this nest had an opening on the side, and by banking on it, they didn't jump up, they fell through the side entrance or the side exit, Seine Hanami. So that it's not going up, so that's not called Agbo. Kimi Shein Tovus B'Yodi Klav. Ulopirish Yab, Amotzi Leflugi Hochev. So now Taisvis is saying, there's a chilik if it went up first. If it went straight down and never went up, that's not called Agbo. Even though it's mukbe min ha'aretz, but that's not called Agbo. If it went up and then it went down, so then it's good. So Mamela, so the Gemara could have said, Lafiz have a motzi, lafugi hochi, ba'adi yaduye, mendach yiriva, l'terach aliyah. So the Gemara could have said, I'm saying, not like biyodai. That means if his chava was holding the coin in his hand and he gave it a push, and it went up, pushed from underneath the end, it went up and then it went down.
So then he'd be chayiv takal zgazan. He made a ma'aseh kinyan. Bein dech yidil dech ali el den ichal alaf. Lugi b'dech yidil gufe. Bein ad yaduyei. Bein shokle b'yodai. That means if he didn't lift it up, it was shokle b'yodai. He's chayiv al zgazan. Inami. Now Tais wants to say numahalach. Ein chilek. Bein dech yidil dech aliyah. There's no difference. Afilu dech aliyah loikot. Going up is also nothing. Okay. Bad ye do ye. Lefi shein derech agbo bezehenye. That's not called agbo. That means you push something up and it goes down. That's not called agbo. Avol biyoinim shehein balei chayim derech agbo bekach kmo yikoyre lo vehibo ikisha bemako verotsiso lefono. Choshev mishich afa pi shahulcha meyalel. So Tais is saying, Tais is saying that this is called by Roz Bailas. I'm balabatering over these behemoths. We have here, not behemoths, we have oifis over here. We have here oifis that I'm making them do what I want them to do. That's a maisa kinyan. That's called I'm balabatering over them. Stamazoya, I pushed a person's hand and the coin jumped up. Not that the coin is listening to me. I pushed the coin out of his hand. That's a called the Roz Bailas. Umiyu im hoyu ayenem yordem edet chayve sakan lechoshi vagbo ela aliyosam davke. That's, you need the tzura vagbo, but it's hugbal yodoy by a balchai. This makes it a maisa ginyan, and therefore you koine davke by balechai.